this is going just a little too far.
That's former Park City Mayor Dana Williams talking to the crowd gathered outside the Marsac building in the mid-afternoon sun Wednesday. They were carrying signs, listening to music, and hoping to show Vail executives that Park City was their town, not just the name of a ski resort. Longtime Park City resident, former city attorney, and newspaper columnist Tom Clyde said he hadn't seen a public rally this big for more than 30 years.
The last time I remember anything quite like this was literally back in 83 when there was a proposal to raise the tax on beer by a nickel a glass.
Clyde says he's been wrestling with the trademark issue.
I understand Vail's view of trying to protect their brand and trying to protect their marketing and their investment. That's exactly the same reason everybody's here, is trying to protect the greater brand that's Park City. I mean, that brand is all of us, and it's what makes this a unique community.
Former City Councilwoman Leslie Miller, who lived in Park City for 30 years, said she feels invested in the town and didn't want to see its name used for profit.
I think the name Park City is being poached, and I think that Vail's intent is to monetize something that belongs to the public. It's offensive to me.
Jameson Bonzi, a local DJ known as DJ Funky Boss, was one of the many carrying signs.
So this sign says, Rob Katz, Entrepreneur of Fear.
Next to him was Jordan Einers.
Why are you here today?
To protest the whole trademarking of Park City as a name. It's a town. It's not a trademark. It's all for profit. It's not real. We want to keep the town real.
Inside, Vail CEO Rob Katz was meeting with Park City Mayor Jack Thomas. A little before 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Katz emerged from the closed-door meeting and walked quickly through a group of reporters waiting outside. He didn't stop to answer questions, so the media followed him as he walked away.
Very much appreciate their sharing their feedback and their concerns, taken very seriously. I really appreciate everybody coming out and the engagement, the passion. Very, very important.
What's the next step, Rob?
We're going to continue our discussions. We're having a very good dialogue.
COO of Park City Mountain Resort, Bill Rock, was walking with Katz.
Bill, are you sticking with your original statement about not withdrawing or amending?
We had a great meeting with the city staff and look forward to keep working with them on it.
Then inside, Mayor Jack Thomas shared his view of the meeting.
I mean, it was friendly at times, and it was very tense at times. Serious conversation about our differences and trying to help them understand the mindset of the community. And I think they have a much better understanding of what the community thinks and feels.
Thomas said the city had been granted a 60-day extension to oppose the trademark with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. And while he says he doesn't speak for the entire council and the city will take its time to look at the matter, he predicts the city will file an official opposition.
I think it'll end up in the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Washington, D.C., and I think that's where it will be settled.
Thomas said the Vail executives left the meeting saying they would look at the city's proposal and get back to them next week. After everyone cleared out of City Hall, Vail sent a statement from Katz, saying in part that Vail recognizes they will be longtime partners in the community and is willing to take more time to look for solutions to address community concerns. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.